the Fertilizer Institute today, visiting with Corey Rosenbusch, the president and CEO here today. And man, the fertilizer market, a hot topic right now.
It is indeed. We are the most popular topic in town, or least popular, depending on how you look at it.
Well, talk to us a little bit about the issues that you're hearing most about.
Well, obviously, everyone's very concerned about prices. I think coming into the spring planting season, there was a lot of discussion on availability and whether the supply would be there. I was out with a group of farmers in Illinois a few months ago, and they were talking a little bit about their experience going mm-hmm. into the fall, wanting to do some tax planning, prepay for some sure. fertilizer, and they couldn't get a price from their ag retailer. Mm-hmm. And I think that is triggering a lot of farmers to think, oh, there is no supply available. And that's not the case. I think we're all feeling confident about supply going into spring planting. The problem was the risk.
Right.
And we've seen such volatility in the market. A lot of the ag retailers weren't willing to take long position that early on without understanding where the market was going to be at that time. And so it was a little bit of a communication gap that we had to bridge. But I think we eventually got there. Prices are still elevated going into the spring. But other than, you know, typical supply chain challenges we see in a just-in-time product and a very narrow planting mm-hmm. window, we should be fine for the spring.
Talk to us a little bit about the Fertilizer Institute itself, what you guys do, what you represent, how you work.
Well, we are the voice of the fertilizer industry. Okay. We represent the entire fertilizer supply chain from manufacturers mm-hmm. all the way up until ag retail. So that includes importers, wholesalers, distributors. We've recently brought in the micronutrients into our fold. We have the biostimulant council now that's part of TFI because a lot of R&D is being put into future fertilizer technology and what are the enhanced efficiency fertilizers, the coatings, the biostimulants that will complement traditional N, P, and K to make fertilizer more efficient and more productive, resulting in higher yield. So that is what we do. We advocate in Washington, D.C. We provide business development, networking, and services for our members. And a big core component of what we focus on is nutrient stewardship as well, ensuring that farmers are using fertilizers in the right source, rate, time, and place.
Well, and I know you talked a little bit about risk. Right now in our Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas area, we're kind of going through a drought. So you're wondering, like, when's the right time to apply, or do I apply? And then if I wait too long, can I find it, like you mentioned?
Yeah, so I'm from Texas. I grew up in a small rural Texas town called Glen Rose. My dad was an ag teacher there, and I was back there over spring break, and everyone I was talking yep. to was talking about the lack of rain. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for them it was less about fertilizer and more yeah. about getting a little bit of moisture right. going into the spring. So at the same time, we've seen the opposite issue in the Midwest.
Yes.
And that farmers haven't been able to get nutrients on the ground because mm-hmm. they've had so much rain, a lot of fluctuation in temperatures. I mean, heck, it was snowing a couple weeks ago in some parts of the country. So, you know, weather will always be a variable that's difficult and a challenge to deal with. So depending on where you are, what your cropping system is, there's a lot of those factors that you have to put into place. Now, I will say we had a very strong fall application, and some are using that in terms of the predictor of why we're going to be okay for the spring. So mm-hmm. temperatures were just right. Soil temperatures were just right. When you think about corn, a lot of that anhydrous will get knifed in the fall and had very good high anhydrous rate up in the mm-hmm. Corn Belt.
Absolutely. Do you find that when you're out talking to producers, I keep hearing we're trying to do more with less?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we support that
yeah,
concept.
Sure.
I mean, you know, the whole concept of nutrient stewardship is about being efficient. And
sure.
we tell producers, look, if there was ever a time that you want to be efficient yeah. with your spend on fertilizer, now is that time. With your fertilizer use, now is that time. So soil mapping, variable rate application, mm-hmm. How do you make that buck go the furthest in this market is something we encourage everyone to work with their ag retailer on.
So that's what I was going to say. If people have questions about kind of what they should be doing in their neck of the woods, how do they kind of reach out and find that person to help?
Well, we represent a lot of ag retailers,
yeah.
so we would say talk to your retail agronomist.
Absolutely.
You know, work up a nutrient management plan, get their advice and direction on what's needed so that you ensure you have the supply coming up. We do a significant retail agronomy conference called InfoAg in St. Louis in the summer, where we kind of look at the future and technology and what's going on with sustainability and new product technology and precision agriculture. And so that's a great source as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for visiting with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.